HSC.com. But as I was saying, the HSC Dublin and Midlands region is supporting this year's World Maternal Mental Health Campaign to raise awareness of mental health during pregnancy and in the first year after birth. Maternal mental health difficulties affect up to 1 in 4 women, and many may not always ask for help. Joining me on the line now is Dr. Sabrina Coyle, Principal Specialist Clinical Psychologist in Perinatal Mental Health at the Coombe Hospital, and Michelle Daly-Hayes. Good morning to you both. Thank you so much for joining us on the Kildare Today Show.
Good morning.
And Michelle and Dr. Coyle, thank you again for joining. And Michelle, I will come to you first. And you are part of this year's campaign, See, Listen, Support, as this is something that's affected to you. You have your own personal experience with mental health difficulties as a mother. I suppose for listeners, Michelle, when did you first realise that you were struggling, that there was some issues after becoming a mother? Or was it something whilst you were pregnant?
Well, I have to say, from my story starts even before I was pregnant. Mm. But I did, when I did get pregnant, and we were delighted to be pregnant, I suppose I was very conscious of my mental health. And one of the great supports that I had in the Coombe at the time was, I got to see somebody about it. And it was before we had major perinatal mental health reform in Ireland. So it was a little while ago now. But saying that, it was something that my obstetrician and, the OB-GYN had really looked after me for on that. So I suppose it wasn't a huge surprise. After I had my first baby and my second baby, I suffered from postpartum and depression as well. Mm. So that was probably something I went through for a couple of years there.
And looking at, I suppose, kind of dealing with that and maybe the stigma around having, difficulties after giving birth, during or even before it, there can often be a pressure on mothers to appear as though they are coping, and as well as everything is just fine after having a baby, and that, you should be happy. Whereas it's not the case for a lot of women.
It's not. And it's not like you're dreadfully sad all of the time either. You know what I mean? It's something that affects you quite strongly, but at the same time, it's something that is so important for others to see as well, because sometimes you're in your own little bubble as well, and you may not see yourself and your relationships breaking down. You may not see, where you probably may have been bubbly and being a little bit more outgoing before, where you're actually kind of protruding into yourself. And so that's why this campaign, the See, Listen, Support campaign, is so simple, but also so important, that people can look to new mums and kind of say, sometimes we can't see it ourselves. And, if you're on the outside, if you're a friend or a family member or someone in the community, and you see a young mum or a new mum even struggling, it's really important to kind of say, listen, are you okay there? The other thing, I suppose, is we're all part of this Instagram culture now, where, everything is the highlight reel on Instagram. So you don't see the late nights sitting on your own, doom scrolling while you're hoping to get a baby back to sleep. You don't see the lack of sleep. You don't see the other challenges that mums face, and, that are both physical as well as mental. Mm. So it's just really important to kind of look around you if you know someone who's just had a baby or is pregnant, and just to kind of keep an eye out, because sometimes they don't see themselves retreating from the world. I often describe having postnatal depression as kind of like being underwater. You can see the world around you and you can kind of dip your head up every now and then, but it's actually really difficult to see the world going by and see yourself in it anymore. And so that's why it's so important for other people to reach a hand out and kind of pull you out of it a little bit. Mm. So being able to see someone who's struggling, listen to how they're feeling, ask them how they're feeling, and then support them through that. That's really important, and that's what this campaign is all about.
Of course, and oftentimes when it comes to mental health, some people might feel uncomfortable. They might think that they're overstepping a boundary by asking someone if they are doing okay. But as you were saying, reaching that handout, because sometimes people might not realise they're in this bubble or this, underwater world that they can't feel they can't get out of.
Absolutely. You kind of, everything, your whole world becomes this tiny baby. And while you were, like in my case particularly, I was delighted to have my babies and delighted that they were healthy and safe and that I was healthy and safe after birth. But at the same time, your world does get a bit smaller So having someone from the outside kind of looked and said, are you okay? Is everything all right? How can we do something to you? I was very lucky when I was, after my second baby, actually, I was under the care of a community mother scheme. And a community mother is someone who I didn't know, a social worker, who came to my house every couple of weeks, and we had a cup of tea and a chat. And literally that was it. But it meant that I felt that somebody cared for me, somebody was asking that question, and I never felt it intrusive. And I think really, you know, it's never harm to ask the question. You know, it's always about, if you care about someone, I think people appreciate that. And I think actually they're coming from a good place in asking that. And they're coming from a good place in worrying about me and my baby and making sure that everything's good with the two of us.
Of course. And Dr. Coyle, thank you for holding the line there. As we were saying, one in four women can be affected by maternal mental health difficulties. Hearing from Michelle, her experience of it, are those the common issues that women may experience during that period, all throughout pregnancy, even, you know, before giving birth?
Yeah, so what we know, Hannah, is that the most common difficulties that women will experience during this time are anxiety, low mood, and postpartum adjustment difficulties. So struggles to adjust to the demands and the changes that come with life postpartum. So they will be the most common difficulties that women experience.
And as Michelle was outlining, sometimes mothers might not realise that they're slipping under this, that they might be a little bit more withdrawn. For partners, family members, friends, and just the community around them, what are some of the signs that they should be aware of or be looking out for?
Yeah, so as Michelle mentioned, definitely it can be hard for women to really know what's normal or what's outside of the norm during this time, especially if it's a first baby. So really it's about looking for any changes that you notice. And, you know, Michelle named a few of those. You know, if somebody has become much quieter and more withdrawn, you know, that would definitely be something to look into a little bit more. It's just about any changes from how they may have been pre-pregnancy, changes in mood, changes in social relationships. It can be hard to tease apart what's normal after having a new baby and, you know, what's the source of difficulties. So that's why we really need everybody, you know, partners, grandparents, anyone in the community who works with moms and babies, to really be, you know, building these safe spaces where women feel that however they're feeling during this time is okay, and to create an atmosphere where it's okay to really name how you're feeling so that women don't feel judged by this. Like you mentioned earlier, there's often a lot of stigma and shame related to struggling during this time, and women can worry that if they speak out that they may be judged negatively, you know, that it may mean something bad about them, that they're not a good enough mom, or that their baby is somehow unwanted or unloved. But it doesn't mean any of these things. We know that it's extremely common. As a woman, it's your highest lifetime risk of experiencing a mental health difficulty. So it's really common to struggle during this time.
And with your experience working in the perinatal mental health at the Coombe Hospital, are you finding that there are more women coming out and speaking about the struggles that they do face, or is there still an element of it being a taboo topic?
I think both of those are true. Mm-hmm. I think we're definitely seeing increased numbers of referrals. But I think there is still stigma. So, you know, what we really want is to be able to link in with moms, whether in pregnancy or with their new babies, as early as possible, because we know that the earlier that we can intervene, the better the outcomes for moms and babies. So perinatal mental health difficulties, whether mild or more severe, are really treatable. But we want to be surrounding women with whatever supports they need as early as possible to get them back on track and get them off to a good start with their babies.
Of course, and that's the main message of this year's campaign, the See Listen support to raise awareness around the mental health difficulties that women can face during pregnancy, in the first year of birth, even before it as well. In terms of this year's campaign, what kind of work are the HSE Dublin and Midlands region doing to support it?
So I guess the campaign this year is really, as you said, about breaking down stigma, normalising struggles during this time, and letting women know that, as Michelle said, there's been a lot of development over recent years in terms of supports and services. So whether you need to be seen at a primary care level, you know, by your GP or your public health nurse, or whether you need more specialist services, you know, they're available now. So it's really providing that, you know, psychoeducation so that women can be signposted to all the resources and the supports that are there for them.
Of course. And Michelle, I'd like to come back to you just for one final question. For mothers who are see it in themselves that they are struggling, or they might not feel fully like themselves, but they just might be a bit hesitant to reach out and ask for help. I mean, what would be the best advice or the best message to give them?
I would say to realise that this is completely normal, and that, as Dr. Coyle said, one in four women suffer from these type of issues, either post-pregnancy or during their pregnancies, and it is a time when people are vulnerable. So just to kind of be kind to yourself and say, actually, this is no reflection on you. This is a normal part of the motherhood experience. There are two websites that are really helpful. One is motherhood.ie, where we're hoping to add more and more content that will, you know, provide reassurance and will signpost mothers and family members and spouses and partners to seek help, whether it is going to have a chat with your doctor, have a chat with the public health nurse, perhaps maybe even have a chat with you if you're going to a mum and baby group, if you're going to baby weaning classes, or you're going to baby yoga or baby Pilates or anything like that, to try and see, you know, have a chat with the other women around you, because I bet you there's other women who feel the same, and that will help you with your issues as well. And you know, just be kind to yourself. It's completely normal. And, you know, if you need to speak to someone, speak to anyone, because you will be surprised how much empathy is out there and how many people empathise, understand, and have been there, or, you know, helped a woman who has had similar experiences.